If you're trying to build your revenue with your creative business, one of the first things we recommend is to build your email list. And this can be just past clients. It can be people that are reaching out to you through your website, but communicating frequently with your book of business is so important for people to keep you top of mind, to hire you again and again, and to be able to connect with you and your business on a deeper level. So if you are not doing this yet, make sure you go and grab Flowdesk. We have a special code for you that's going to get you. You get 50% off your first year if you use our link. So go to flowdesk.com/c/dangerous or click the link in the show notes to get 50% off your first year with Flowdesk. Hey, and welcome back to the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. Today I'm really excited because I'm going to be giving a homeschooling and world schooling update. This is something that y'all have requested a few different times, and so we want to just talk about it because even though it doesn't exactly relate to business, for parents, I think education choices for our kids really does matter in the grand scheme of how we're designing our businesses, how we're designing our lives, and if we're able to be sustainable in our own business too. I know so many people who have had to either quit their business or quit their job or pivot to something different, and there's nothing wrong with that at all because of wanting to be present for their kids. And so I think like there's I'm always looking for like the third way that something could work because it's really, really important to me to be a present parent and also to run a great business. And so the way that things are traditionally set up just doesn't really allow us to thrive in a lot of ways. At least that was my experience as my son was entering school and we were trying to continue to, you know, shoot weddings in different countries and travel. It just got really hard. And I don't think enough of us are talking about that. And I remember 10, 15 years ago when I was running my business, I saw women all around me who were amazing photographers, had built these amazing businesses, were doing weddings. By the time their kids were school age, they were like, I have to stop doing weddings. You know, I have to stop doing this or this because I want to be at soccer games and I want to be at these things for my kids. And you know, I'm kind of looking into the future being like, what am I going to want at that point in my life? Am I going to have to quit? Am I going to have to change to something different? And it's been interesting as we've kind of moved through different iterations of what's best for all of us and our family to see what's kind of like come through. And so one of the things that's come through for us is homeschooling and world schooling, which was not in my plan. It was not in my plan originally to be a homeschool parent and to take on that challenge, but it has been so fun and so rewarding and has been really the best choice for our family and for my son at this point and for us as entrepreneurs too. And so I'm just super, super grateful that there are other choices out there and there's third ways of doing things and that there really are so many ways to create something that works for your family. And so here's what's worked for mine. And I'm just gonna give a little bit of an update, but I wanted to start with some background first. So, you know, we all bring our own education and experience into the next chapter, into our parenting. And so I had done every kind of education as a kid. I did Montessori school as a young kid, and then went to public school, and then was in one of the public school gifted programs. That was like about fourth grade. It was the first time they had done it, and it ended up just making me really anxious. This is the first time I remember my anxiety and insomnia really coming out, and it makes me so sad looking back. I was such a young kid, and I was really struggling at like 11 years old, 10 years old, and my mom really graciously decided to homeschool after that. And so I was homeschooled from fifth grade to 10th grade and absolutely loved it. I loved learning. I loved getting more time outside. We had great small groups of friends. The only thing that to me was a downside is we were still in this super, super religious community. And so we were we were insulated from a lot of things in a way that I don't know was as helpful. And so my thought with homeschooling really isn't to shield from the world. It's to help my son experience more of the world and to be more empathetic and to travel. And of course, there's things that we are protecting from, school violence and bullying, and there's different things like that that I think every parent wants to protect their kids from. But also, to me, education should be in-person experiences, getting to see and touch and feel the things that you're learning. And so that has been so fun for us in homeschooling, is getting to be like, let's go see the Parthenon. Like, let's go climb those stairs and feel what it's like to be there when we're learning about ancient Greece. And so my little creative wheels are spinning so much designing this curriculum or pulling in different pieces of our travel into education. And that has been so fun. And then for me in high school, I went to a Catholic school my last couple years of high school and was super glad for that experience too. And so my thought is just really holding homeschooling open-handed to see what's best for my son at different points in his journey and not being too stuck on one way of doing things or another. And that has really been so fun for us so far. And I've been grateful for the extra time together. I've been grateful for the flexibility and the ability to travel together and just the different experiences that we've been able to have by making this choice. And my background is in education. So before I was a photographer, I majored in music education. So got to take a lot of the education classes, a lot of, you know, psychology classes, learned about learning styles. I love developing curriculum. But I think even if you don't love doing that, there's so many resources out there now and people that do love doing the curriculum side of things. And so there's so many cool options that can blend in what's important to you and your family. But I love doing it. And so when we travel, like last year, we did a month in a different country every quarter. So we went to Colombia, Cartagena, Colombia in South America. So we're able to, you know, snorkel and learn about animals in South America and learn about food and learn some Spanish. And so really tried to incorporate like seeing the world from a different perspective by living in it, which was stretching and it was good for us and it was challenging and all of the things, but it just gave me this vision for this more like world citizen that I want to help my son become and that I want to be. You know, I want to be really open to the world, and I think that's what traveling gives you as a person, and why I think it's like always the best investment in yourself and in your family. And so we did Colombia, and then we went and we did Iceland and Paris, and that was in the same trip. So in Iceland, we learned about volcanoes and geothermal energy and about the Vikings and these things that you can experience by being in a place that are so different than where we live. Iceland does all really clean energy too. It's all based on, you know, the hot water that's coming through the volcanoes, and it's running underground and they're using it to power all their houses. And it's really incredible that the whole island is running off of green energy. And even just getting to talk about how different cultures have different values, and maybe we should care more about green energy, and maybe we should care more about the planet. And it just like brings all these conversations to the forefront. And so then we can base vocabulary words and reading and writing all around what we're studying. And in Paris, Hudson loved Paris, of course. He's my son, right? And you all know that's my favorite place. And we did a lot more. We learned French and we did baking and we studied history. And I want to go back and do another, like a World War II unit. So there's just so many things that end up being a natural part of travel that like you get to see your kid experience and while all you're also experiencing it. It's just super cool. So I think even if you're not homeschooling, these are things that you can do when you're traveling with your family, is to build in more learning experiences and ways to enhance the education that you're already having, just by like being a little bit intentional and doing classes together as a family and things like that. So we did that, and then we did a whole nother month in France as well, and some time in Portugal. And then this year, we're going back to Europe again. We're going to do a couple months in Europe and a couple months in Europe in the fall too. And one really fun trip we did was when we went to Greece and we studied Greek mythology and the Parthenon and all of the things. That was cool to like get to go and walk into those places and study it there. But back home, it's also been really fun to build a life around this kind of education as well. And batching is a big piece of it for me. So having like a day that is a marketing day and a day that is a photography day where I'm doing shoots and a day that is a personal day. And so we get to do that with homeschooling too. We have a day where he's at a tutorial and we have a day where we have a history co-op. It's been really fun. We've created some community around this now where people get together and we take turns teaching history lessons and doing art projects and things like that. And so we've gotten to kind of implement that the same thing that I've done with my business into our homeschooling schedule as well, and batch it based on our goals and our needs and the season. So that has been so cool too. So that is our quick and dirty homeschooling update and world schooling update. We're still figuring it out. It is not perfect. I'm not held super tightly to it. Every year we're making adjustments and figuring out what needs to be done. And I've been really, really lucky because my husband has been on board and has been super helpful in supporting my son through homeschooling. And we take turns supporting him. But if you have any specific questions, I'd love to talk about it more, because I've just really fallen in love with how creative we can be through it, and have found so many great resources out there as well. So if you're curious on resources, I've loved a lot of the Wild math and literature curriculum, especially when Hudson was younger and we were homeschooling during COVID. We did that because that was in our farmette era where we lived on this little 5-acre farm. And we, I used rocks to teach addition and subtraction, and we go on hikes and we would talk about fractions with different things we found in nature. So spending a ton of time outdoors, we'd have friends over and I would kind of gamify learning in different ways. And that to me, y'all know, if you're in danger school, all of it's gamified, because I just think we learn so much better when we can kind of challenge ourselves and things are fun and it feels like a game instead of it being like, ooh, you know, this is so much to get through and I feel like I'm drinking out of a water hose. Like, you kind of have to break it down into little fun experiences, which is a thing that I like about the Wild curriculum. And then we also have loved a lot of world schooling resources. There's some Facebook groups out there, and you can find a ton on Teachers Pay Teachers. So that's kind of like the Etsy of curriculum world. And so you can like look for what you're wanting. So even if you're like, hey, my kids are in school, but I would love to do a unit on this one thing while we're traveling, you can find stuff to supplement what they're already doing, find stuff to do like games while you're traveling, stuff like that. So those are some quick resources. But if you have any specific questions, always happy to chat about it. It has been just like such a fun, delightful choice for us. And I'm always about kind of finding where there's joy for you and going into that as you're making choices. So, all right. Well, this was a quick one, and I hope you're having a great day, and we'll chat more. We'll go back to regular programming with business next time. All right. Thanks, guys. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. We're so thankful that we can deliver this awesome content to you each week, and we're so thankful for your support and that you keep showing up to listen. If you want to dive in a bit more, we have our membership that is open year-round. We just launched a couple challenges inside of it, the Money Mindset Challenge and the Vision Challenge, and those are things you can walk through at your own pace. They're super fun and easy to get through, and also really inspiring if you're trying to make moves in your business. We have a monthly call as part of that membership too. So you get to join for a year, have community, jump in with a bunch of creatives, and also walk through the curriculum together. So if you want more information on that, you can check out that and all of our other offerings at dangerschool.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon. This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Chammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time. Won't you hang out and ask her this one time? Won't you?